Mina unksa papi, taku ota unkus pepi. Kinde hanna ku wana ichipas etki aku. It's like the circle is coming together and our people and non-Indian people are looking at our language, our culture, and our spirituality, how it's falling in place for even other cultures. They come to us for their spirituality because they see that it's a part of the survival of the first people of this land, this Turtle Island.
That's Dakota Elder Carolyn Schomer speaking about Dakota culture and people. There are over 6,000 languages spoken around the globe, and it is said that we lose almost one every day. One of those endangered languages is spoken here in Minnesota. It's the language of the Dakota. Minnesota is considered to be the birthplace of the Dakota Nation. That would make the Dakota language the state's first language. Today, only a handful of native speakers are left, and that means a race against time to document all the stories and traditions passed down from these speakers. In the four Dakota communities, there are only 20 fluent speakers. Without the language, Dakota people say there is no culture. All the stories and connection to the homeland is tied to that. About 11 years ago, a group of people in the Lower Sioux community in Minnesota came together to do just that. Women, elders, and others concerned that the Dakota way of life was being lost met around a kitchen table in Morton, Minnesota to figure out how they could preserve it. Together, they formed Dakota Wichohan, which means Dakota way of life. Their mission is to restore Dakota language and lifeways. Teresa Peterson is the former executive director of Dakota Wichohan. She was one of the women who met around that kitchen table I spoke of.
But our work is really that, you know, restoring language. And if I had to kind of look at the purposes of why, for me, the Dakota language is a means for healing. And it's a way, it's a vehicle for healing and restoring, you know, our traditional ways of life. And our values and all of that is in the language. People had estimated around 20 people in the four Dakota communities that spoke the language, that grew up in the language, but were all elderly. And because of, you know, their experiences with boarding school and other assimilation policies, they were really discouraged to pass that language on.
One of the ways Dakota Wichohan teaches the language is through what's called a master apprenticeship program. They acknowledge that they don't have enough native speakers to teach everyone. They also know that they can't just teach the children the language because once they go home, they speak English. So they decided to work with the whole family. Yvonne Leith, another elder who helped start Dakota Wichohan, promoted this early on.
You know, we can't wait for people to be fluent to share the language, to teach the language. And she really embodied that herself. And so we adopted this model, learners as teachers. And so the apprentices are also teaching the language as they learn.
Healing, reconciling, and reconnecting with the land are all the ultimate goals of Dakota Wichohan. They say it took generations to get them to this point, and it may take a few more to heal. But hopefully, the language will survive and see them through. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
I-N-G-O, ka bingo cha je you he.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.